Hi guys, it's Blessing and you're listening to Little Pickle, the mini episodes of Don't Drink the Pickle Juice that I give you in between the big episodes. For this Little Pickle, I want to talk about Nicki Minaj, and she has featured on this podcast not only in the first episode but throughout. And I specifically want to talk about the very disparaging comments that have been made towards her by two very prominent black women in the North American entertainment space, Tiffany Haddish and Wendy Williams. Now, despite Nicki Minaj not currently being active, she recently gave birth to a child and also has been mourning the loss of her father and other personal things. So she's been completely out the public eye. Despite all of that, she was a trending topic this week as the Grammy Awards took place. And lots of people wanted to talk about Nicki Minaj, even though she wasn't there. Again, that's a word to her excellent branding and relevance that we talked about in episode one. But the thing that stood out is the disparaging nature of the conversation about Nicki. Tiffany Haddish was talking about how she is nice to people, unlike Nicki Minaj or something along those lines. And Wendy Williams, when announcing Megan Thee Stallion winning at the Grammys, decided to make a reference to Nicki Minaj, and despite having absolutely no source or basis for this, stated that Nicki Minaj was bitter about Megan's wins and that maybe she would have Grammys if she was, quote, nice to the people around her.
That Megan got three and has only been out for a minute. Well, Megan earned them. You know how she earned them? By maybe being kind to the people around her.
The bad gets even worse. A platform alleging to be a space for unapologetic black women posted a headline saying in a recent interview, Lonnie Love, who is another prominent black woman in North American entertainment, doubled down on some of the negative comments Tiffany Haddish made about Nicki Minaj earlier this week, and shares how the rapper arrived 1 hour late and demanded Popeyes before her appearance on The Real. I think this is the show. And Lonnie Love has said, "This headline is misleading and wrong. I was asked a question on a show and I told a funny story. By the way, it was Nicki's team that made the request, not her. Stop with the clickbait. I have no problems with Nicki and would wait 8 hours on her." It's insane to me that a woman that is worth $100 million has made such significant cultural and economic contributions in the sphere of hip hop is treated this way. And it got me thinking, and I wanted to talk about this on the podcast because it reminded me of something that Lorraine talked about in episode one. And I'm going to roll the clip of what Lorraine talks about here.
Not at all. I think one of the things I love about Nicki is, like, race aside and everything, she refuses to be mediocre. And if there's one thing we know about people who make us uncomfortable because they show us a mirror of how little we're doing, not in a bad way, is that people will attack you for it. But then on top of that, right, there's that whole other conversation of being black and being a woman. People don't like an opinionated black woman. So, you know, no wonder she's always been painted as the villain, in my opinion, for being too loud and too aggressive. But honestly, if Nicki was a white man, we'd all be like throwing, I don't know, Grammys at her and like just applauding every time she like poops or farts, you know, that kind of stuff, that ridiculous level. But because she was she dared to be outspoken, also in a very male dominated, maybe often misogynistic, kind of arena, she's always been seen as a villain. But actually she's amazing, and like I said, I mean, compared to you, I don't think I'm like the biggest like rap head out there or whatever, but it's still easy to recognize someone who you admire. So for example, you know, I have many heroes, I read many books, you know, from like Marcus Aurelius, etc. When you see someone who operates at a level of excellence and has conviction in that excellence, it's hard not to admire. But at the same time, when you are that excellent in your field and what you do, you make people scared because then they realize how mediocre they are, you know? And I think, unfortunately, for Nicki, she speaks her mind too much. And I don't think that should be a thing that's wrong, but she's spoken her mind too often, too much, that she's, again, like I said at the beginning, a villain when she shouldn't be. We should be praising her. She literally changed the game because, like I said, I mean, again, I would have been young at the time when she first came out, so I might not have been as aware of other female rap artists just before her. But honestly, I can't think of anyone else like Nicki Minaj. You can fight me on this. I think she is the best, even now, even if other people are winning stuff. I won't name any names, but she is the best. She is the GOAT.
Nicki Minaj was robbed for Grammys on multiple occasions. And if you haven't looked into what happened with the 2012 Grammys and Nicki Minaj, then check it out. I will also talk about that on No Ghostwriter at some point. We'll have a video on it, but look into it. It has been documented and acknowledged that when Nicki Minaj came out with her debut album, to this day, the standard bearer for modern female rap, it has yet to be outsold. It has yet to be out-impacted. It was a seminal piece of hip-hop work. And it was robbed for a Grammy. And this is where I feel the second part of this comes in, which is that Nicki Minaj is the standard bearer. Nicki Minaj is the maverick because she has the skill and the ability and is totally self-sustaining. That's the part that makes her so formidable as a hip-hop mogul and everything we talked about in episode one. But it's also the thing that explains why you're going to see bird-like comments like this about Nicki Minaj every other day. You know, every time I look, it's, oh, I don't like Nicki Minaj, but... And I want us to think about the fact that not a single one of the moguls that we discussed on this podcast, with the exception of Nicki Minaj, has ever had to deal with anything like that. No men in hip hop are made to answer these kinds of questions. You know, it's not something that's pressed upon them. But yet here we have it, female hip hop mogul. She said, I see what those men have done and why can't anyone else do it? And instead of supporting her, instead of uplifting her, you don't hear Nicki Minaj's name when these new girls get things for them. You'll hear her name when they're trying to get promo and buzz, but you won't hear Nicki's name once they get things. And it's not on them, it's on the, you know, companies they're affiliated with, the deals they've signed. There is a lot to be gained in suppressing Nicki Minaj because she's a hegemonic force. And that's, you know, it's simple market analysis, isn't it? And Nicki's made these references quite a few times to competition and, you know, the market, lots of times in explaining the environment in which she puts music into. Nicki Minaj's impact upon hip-hop culture is indelible. It cannot be removed, it cannot be altered, the record won't ever be changed. But it's almost fascinating because it shocks me that we have so few examples of this. We don't have any other examples of this. No one came into this the way Nicki came into this. And that's where I feel like we're losing so much opportunity because we spend so much time attacking powerful black women and they all have to deal with it, whether it's Nicki Minaj, Meghan Markle, Michelle Obama, Beyonce, Rihanna, anyone you can think of. Prominent black women constantly have to deal with this. So it makes me wonder, don't drink the pickle juice. You know, it's so important. And this is everything Nicki talked about in her speech. You know, at the end of the day, you have to advocate for yourself. It doesn't matter what is said about Nicki Minaj on a gossip site, on a blog site, whatever. It won't change the $100 million in her bank account. And that's what you get when you don't drink the pickle juice. So I hope you guys enjoyed hearing my thoughts on this little pickle with Wendy Williams, Tiffany Haddish, and their unnecessary and very pointed disrespect. I want to hear your thoughts, so make sure you use the hashtag don't drink the pickle juice, and also find us online at don't drink pickle on Twitter and at don't drink the pickle juice on Instagram. And I am your lovely host, Blessing Makosha, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.